A large audience is expected to attend an upcoming public hearing on new housing rules for Delta. The public hearing on Monday, April 22, starting at 3 p.m. at Municipal Hall, will be an opportunity for residents to give their opinions directly to Council on the proposed major update to the Official Community Plan, OCP. The proposed changes are largely focused on three big moves: increasing development opportunities in urban centers, allowing small-scale multi-unit housing, and simplifying land use descriptions. The province is requiring municipalities to update their zoning bylaws by June 30, 2024, to permit small-scale, multi-unit housing forms on all lots currently zoned for detached single-family or duplex use. All municipalities are also required to update its OCPs by December 31, 2025. The City of Delta, which last fall was given a mandated housing target by the province to add 3,607 new units within 5 years, is currently undertaking the zoning amendment process as well as OCP update at the same time. The Planning Department notes that participants during the city's consultation indicated they hoped for a range of housing options that accommodate the diverse needs of young families, seniors, and all residents, but they also want to understand how affordability will be supported through the plan. The plan has also garnered opposition, including by those who don't like the notion of taller buildings or high-rises on the major corridors. Opponents have also questioned why the city wants to have the OCP changed by the end of June. The Planning Department said that to enable the city to meet the housing target handed down by the province, a series of measures including significant changes to the OCP are required, as the order's net new units over the next 5 years represents an increase in the rate of growth compared with previous years. Over the past 5 years, building permit activity has generated an average of approximately 400 net new units per year. In contrast, the housing target results in a need for over 700 net new units per year, on average, over 5 years. The housing target order also phases in the annual unit growth. The city notes the OCP actions include creating greater opportunities for townhouses, apartments, and mixed-use residential developments in strategic areas within the urban centers and major corridors of each community. Changes proposed for Sahwa Senator focus on growth in the urban center at 56th Street and 12th Avenue, where there are new opportunities for mixed-use apartment buildings and increased heights. Extending out, there are new opportunities for townhouses around facilities and along key corridors such as 12th Avenue, 53A Street, and 56th Street, as well as expanded apartment opportunities fronting 56th Street, a report explains. In North Delta, Scott Road has already been identified as an opportunity for apartments, which is reinforced and expanded in the proposed OCP update, reflecting Scott Road's importance as a transit corridor. Additional changes are proposed along 84th Avenue to enable more townhouses and apartments, leading to an urban center with increased height potential at the Nordel Social Heart, including density transitions outwards towards small-scale residential, the Planning Department notes. Proposed changes in Ladner are focused along Ladner Trunk Road, where more opportunities are identified for apartments, and around Ladner Village, where greater opportunities for townhouses are proposed. Additional opportunities for townhouses are proposed north of the urban center area and around Delta Secondary and Memorial Park. Within Ladner Village, the heights in its new OCP would be maintained. Meanwhile, the changes could also pave the way for the city to provide potential bonus density to achieve greater delivery of rental and below-market housing types in those areas. The Planning Department also notes utilities were a key consideration in identifying areas for growth, while the OCP identifies a need to undertake neighborhood servicing plans to support growth and improve traffic flows.